How's your audio?
Good, man. How about yours?
Sounding good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number...
21.
21.
One of my favorite ages.
Well, it's one of those ages that, you know, we strive for forever and ever and ever to get to.
Yeah, when we're not there.
Yeah. And then once you get there, you blink a minute, and then you hit twice that.
Yeah. Well, I ain't quite twice that, but yeah.
It'll happen fast.
I can only imagine.
Yep. So, this is the weekend preview.
Weekend preview.
Yep.
Preview. We're previewing what's going on in the state of Georgia.
Our Georgia archers.
Wherever they're shooting. For Georgia archers.
Yep.
Wherever they may be shooting this upcoming weekend. Well, how about that?
So, everybody knows what happens this weekend, right?
I believe most everybody does it.
In the archery industry.
Yeah.
That's on the tournament kind of side of things.
They got an idea.
The classic in Illinois. They've been shooting a Superman shoot for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Up there in Metropolis.
Illinois.
Yes, sir. Home of Superman. And there's a pretty big Superman there.
You ever been to that shoot?
I have.
I have not been to Illinois. So I wanted to go this year.
I
wanted to go real bad.
Me too.
It just didn't work out.
There's also, you know, everybody who's been there knows that Big John's Grocery's up there.
Really?
Yeah. So
I didn't know you had a grocery.
It's a little side gig. Just kidding.
You making any money off of
no,
it? Because you ain't shared none of it.
I ain't sharing none. No, I'm still working doing this, so I must not be making a lot.
Yeah, apparently. Because if you had a grocery store in Illinois that was making money, I don't think you'd be working at Ace.
Yep. So if...
The hunting's better up there.
So if you're up there and you're listening to the podcast, ride by Big John's Grocery, take a picture, hashtag Georgia Archery on it.
And go in and buy something and help feed John's kids.
No. It ain't me, but it is Big John's Grocery. I was told that the first time before I went, you know, hey, you got to go see your grocery store. I said, well, see my grocery store. But I went by there and, you know, you seen the pictures of Big Superman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a big tall John standing in front of this Big John's Grocery. So,
you sure it ain't yours?
Nope, it's not mine. He ain't as round as me. He's big, tall, skinny, tall.
All right, Dan.
So everybody's up in Metropolis. There's a whole lot of stuff going on up there. I just seen some videos of some new sights being released.
Yeah, so our CBE dropped a new one.
And some new scopes to go along
with it. Dropped a new scope to go along with it.
That's right. And
Elevate, I think, is what it was called.
Maybe so. And
had a carbon bar on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked pretty sweet. I did not see.
So.
But I overheard PJ Riley's review when Steve was watching the video earlier.
Yep. Yeah. So if you're a Georgia archer and you're by the booth, take some pictures and tag us in it so we can see it because we're not there.
I know we got some on order. And yep. They're supposed to be here next week.
Let's hope so.
The new CBE Elevate.
That's right.
Ain't that what it's called? Elevate?
Elevate.
I think that's what it is. Carbon bar?
So, yeah, send me a picture so we know what it looks like since we aren't going to see it till it gets here.
Dude, there's a load of Georgians up there, too.
Yes, there's a truckload of Georgians up there. We've seen several
Georgians. Georgians.
They all came through here. You know, the ones that were headed that way came mm-hmm. through this week.
Had to fix a few errors.
Yeah, fix a few errors.
Check the timing on a couple.
That's right. Just make sure they were ready to rock.
I know Austin Allen came by and got a couple of dozen knocks.
Oh, I seen a picture of Austin Allen with a little money in his pocket today.
I saw that, too.
So we got first place on the team shoot today.
And then I also saw where old Thurman, I think his team got second place. Yep. Well, looked like he was shooting next to Lewis Holmes.
Yeah, well, did you see who was with Austin?
Allen? Yeah. Mikey.
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, Mr. I saw Perfect. That.
So I guess they had I don't know who carried who in that one there.
From the post that I read, it sounds like Austin may have got old Mikey.
So, but they all had a good time and they're all shooting. And so post some pictures. Make sure you hashtag the Georgia Archery on all your pictures from up there.
I know a lot of people are rolling out in the morning.
Yeah, or this evening.
Or this evening, yeah.
You know, rolled out.
How long of a drive is that?
6.5
7 hours.
7 hours, yeah. And I promise you, you get to the cornfields and keep going.
All right.
That's pretty much.
Don't stop when you get to the first one.
No, because there's a whole lot more. My favorite thing to do in Illinois after I'm finished shooting is to ride through the cornfields with my spotting scope or my binoculars and look at all the big old deer just running around up there. Because there's a whole bunch of deer running around.
Like I said, I've never shot that shoot.
Yeah.
It's in when I hunted Illinois several years back. Dude, I'll never forget just the dirt color.
Yeah, they ain't
got no so Georgia clay. It's so different than what we have
Georgia
here.
Clay around there.
I think Dave and I rolled out at like midnight our time.
Yep.
10 o'clock our time. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. It was like a 12-hour drive. And, of course, it was dark the majority of the
roadway.
I mean, we had already gotten into Illinois before it started breaking daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And the dirt was like black.
That's right. Old black gold.
Oh, man, can we get a several truckloads of this and ship it back to
like
Georgia?
Like topsoil, right?
Yeah, it looks like topsoil.
That's right. Well, where they have the shoot at is a, you know, where they shoot ducks at. They flood it out. Mm-hmm. It's all in a flat bottom, so it's all rocky. It's all flat. There's not a whole bunch of hills or nothing. And it's could be mosquito infested sometimes.
I've heard it gets a little hot.
I've been there when I tell you, I remember when Mike Terrell said, "Ladies, I don't care as long as you keep your stuff covered." They were wearing tank tops or whatever just to keep us cool because it was hot. And that was the first time that I remember it getting that hot. So, you know, and then they had these sprayers they put up the next year, I think, those where you walk through and mist you.
Mm-hmm.
So you could at least cool off a half a second. So
that's pretty cool.
Yep. And then, you know, there's other times it's flooded up there. And what happens is if it rains, it's a flooded, you know, it's just mm-hmm. a dried out basin. So the water just sits.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a while for it to get out of there. But it's, you know, I like it. They've got it all roped off and it's gravel walkways through all of it. It's pretty nice. So
maybe next year. I wanted to go this year.
Maybe next year. Well, the dates are out.
I saw that.
So back to Coleman.
Yeah, and no Augusta.
No Augusta. And I've seen a lot of folks complaining. And then I hear behind that, every other person says, "Look, we drive 14 hours to every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you complaining?"
I mean, I get it.
And they outgrew the facility.
It was nice to have at least one.
Yep, within drop throw.
In our backyard.
Yep. That's fine. I mean, we've been all over the place with them. So,
yeah.
You know, that part. I don't know. There's just a lot in Alabama this year.
I saw that.
Texas.
And I read a post where somebody asked Mike about coming to South Carolina, and he said that he had been over there in that area three times in the last year trying to find
a place, something different.
Facility, and there's just nothing big enough.
That's right. I mean, Appling was a gorgeous place, but they outgrew it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean... I didn't shoot it this year, so I don't know how many archers were there.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's just to facilitate and how they did it and where they set them.
Y'all were there. What do you think?
I mean, I didn't have a problem.
Did it seem like it was overcrowded? I mean, you shot the largest class that they've got.
Yeah, well, we were packed on the range, but I think parking and how they set up and everything, I think that was more of what they're talking about is just the overall, not just one division, but how everybody comes.
I got you. And I saw where a couple of folks said that they were cutting trees in there too.
Yeah. Well, if they're cutting trees, then that makes it a whole lot different.
Yeah.
Because then your safety issues go if you ain't got no barriers to catch arrows.
Right.
So, but that's where most everybody's at this weekend. That in the tournament circuit.
Yeah. What's Wildcat going on?
Wildcat's got their customer appreciation day this Saturday.
Oh, Mr. Beal.
Yep.
Wild Beal.
And Tony and was it Steven? Whatever. I just lost his name. You had to look at me and I just lost it.
Mm.
But anyway, they're having their, and I saw that up to 40% off on some stuff.
Whoa.
So if you're down in the Pooler, Georgia area, you might want to.
Where is Pooler?
right outside Savannah.
So that's a pretty good ride for us.
Yeah, and I still on a Saturday. You'll be busy.
Yeah, I won't be going. Yep,
that's what happens.
I won't be going.
So
we've been busy in here the last 2 days.
Yeah,
and I think we sold 4 bows today.
Yeah, probably so. That's a Thursday. Good thing. Yep. So, you know, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
And there's also a local 3D shoot this weekend, Cane Creek Archery.
In Murrayville.
They're having a 3D shoot this Saturday.
Not familiar with that either.
I don't.
Sounds like it might be in North Georgia somewhere, just guessing, but that's a complete speculation.
Bart Camp Road, all I know. So they got a post up, said they, I guess all the guys that didn't go to ASA want something else to do. That's a place to do it in the state.
And that's on Saturday?
That's on Saturday.
So nothing on Sunday?
Not that I could find. You know, doing my search. If I miss something, send me a message and I'll share it out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so pretty much everybody's going to be up there finishing up their ASA for the year. I guess there's a few guys that are, you know, in the hunt to say, hey, they got to prove something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a few dollars close to, hey, you get kicked out because you done mm-hmm. made enough.
I know Daniel's on that line.
Yeah, but Daniel's not going.
Oh, I thought he told me he was.
No. He remember Saturday he decided to purchase a different bow?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was his deciding factor.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, he was, darn it. He was so close. All he had to do was, if he had finished the second, never mind. Not going to go there. Anyway, but if you're not at the tournament shoots and you're not going to shoot 3D on Saturday and you're not down there with Wild Bill, and if you're around the state and you got your hunting bow, slide it out the case. Pull it out, mm-hmm. take it to the doctor, let them look it over.
Yeah, it's time.
It is. Get your bow out. Get your son's bow out, your daughter's bow out. And
what are we?
I'd put up a count.
45 days
like that.
Or so? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not long at all.
No. Uh-uh. So you go on and get your bow out. There's a whole lot of places fixing to start up archery leagues, you know, for hunters and stuff like that. So I know we're starting our hunting leagues next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's other places that are starting. I think Pike County's got more bow hunters in the. They've had more bow hunters show up lately. And probably over there at in Bowden with Bow Hunter Supply.
What is a league?
Well, I can tell you about ours because I wrote what we're going to do.
Okay.
So we're going to shoot a Vegas-style round on Tuesdays. So it's just a paper round.
So competition bows, pretty much?
No. This would be for bow hunters.
Oh, so it's your hunting bow, even on a Vegas face.
Even on a Vegas face, because essentially you just need some practice, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to run a guy off because he shows up with a long stabilizer and a magnification. But this is for the average Joe bow hunter.
Okay.
And then what we have is a little thing. We're going to put $5 extra in the pot. And the first person to shoot a 300 with a hunting bow gets that pot.
With a hunting bow?
With a hunting bow.
Ooh, that's a pretty good challenge.
That is. I think it's going to be fun. I think it'll get the guys that are, you know, we get these guys that have been coming in and working on their bow. You just tell them, come on in, you know, shoot. And then what happens is we do a 50% payback every week.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know, and this is a 6-8 week league. It actually ends the week before deer season.
Gotcha.
And so we're going to run it through. So that's 6 weeks, right? Yep. So
doing a shoot up or a
no,
a
it'll be more of a, because, you know, the hunting bow guys, it'll be more first, second, third hunting bow type guy. And because as it goes, if it gets bigger, that kind of thing, we will do more type of stuff. Now, on Thursday, we're going to bring the little rubber chickens, the old 3D targets in here,
mm-hmm.
and let the hunters shoot the 3D targets. So then they get to shoot at some kind of animal that they're used to playing with. But they ain't got to worry about the heat and the air conditioning and the, you know, sweating. They can
practice inside.
That's right.
Out of the rain and out of the heat.
Yep, out of the heat. So on Thursdays, that's what we're doing. So we're doing two different – and we tried to tone it to the hunters.
All right, I'm going to ask a question here, and you and I already both know the answer, but I'm going to ask it for the average listener.
Yep.
It's only 20 yards in the range.
Yes, sir.
Is it, if you're a hunter, does it, is it worth practicing at 20 yards?
It benefits you to practice at 2.5 yards.
Why?
Practice is practice. Muscle memory.
So you don't mean, so you mean I don't have to be standing at 40 yards?
No, sir. No, sir, you do not.
I can achieve the same thing.
The same shot happens at 20 yards, yep. At 200 yards, at 2,000 yards.
And I said that already knowing the answer.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but we're explaining. That's why I said get out there and find you a league. I mean, the chicken house will probably do some leagues and everybody else.
It's good. I mean, that little bit of competition, that little bit of pressure you feel when you're shooting next to someone versus being at home in your comfort zone.
And the camaraderie of
Yep. I mean, it helps you prepare.
I believe that it does.
For when that deer, yeah. If it's a deer of a lifetime or if it's a doe that jacks you up or a 3-point, well, whatever it is,
it don't matter. Bring you to that first piece of brown that's been walked in front of you after a year of not doing it.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, so
That level of competition or any competition will help prepare you.
Make you different, you know, make it something different. This is not, you know, how many times you've been sitting in there? Well, now we have a telephone in our hand. But how many times you've been sitting in the deer stand and all of a sudden a deer surprises you, catches you off guard?
The majority of the time?
Yep. And then what happens is you got to make sure you don't forget how to shoot your bow, right? You got to draw it back, anchor, shoot, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, when you've put in the time of shooting your bow repetitively and aiming at a spot and that type of thing, then it becomes almost second nature.
Exactly.
And so if we go get the hunter guys to come in and shoot the league, then they're getting a lot more practice and they're putting a better ethical shot because they can point the shot.
Which was basically the whole reason or the entire reason why I wanted to ask that question, even though I knew the answer.
Oh, yeah. I think
that, you don't have to stand at 40 yards.
No, sir.
Is it good to practice at 40?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you want to make sure your pin's on, you know.
But, you know, and
I know.
I didn't really care too much for indoor when I first started. Like when Steve used to have the indoor shoots over.
I understand that too.
At 12 point, I went and done it because it was something to do.
That's right.
But it wasn't my forte. It wasn't my cup of tea. But Sharon Wallace did a podcast with Bow Junkie and Greg last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe it was either after Lancaster or after Vegas, and maybe after the first ASA. So call it after Vegas. And I think she won it, and she pretty much dominated the entire shoot.
Yeah.
First day, second day, shoot down the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions that was asked is, why did you feel, because usually you start out slow, but this year you come out of the gate and just smoked it. And her response was, I focused on indoor.
Yeah, I shot more indoor this year.
I shot more indoor.
And she tell you that she don't like it.
Right.
It's not her thing.
So even though you're a bow hunter.
That's right.
And shooting Vegas spots
may not be your thing. That's right.
If you take bow hunting just a little bit serious, which we should, because if we're going to draw our bow back on an animal, we should be as prepared as we can possibly be.
Yep.
It doesn't hurt to get involved in a league at your local shop.
You're 100% right.
And actually put some time and some effort into it.
Yep.
Because the better you are, the higher your success level.
Oh, Wild Bill down there's got a little range. He'll probably do some league type stuff with some bow hunters and have them come in and have some fun. So find you a shop around close to you and go by there and shoot a league. You know, the league is more, you know, some people do a league where that runs 10 weeks, 12 weeks and everybody's in a pot and then, you know, they keep up with scores or whatever. For ours, we're doing ours. We pay out every week.
And you're going to team it first with last, second last, and kind of
if we get to that point, we'll break down on the shoot down side of things. Yeah, because we'll put them together so that the
and the reason why I ask that because we get asked all the time. Well, man, I don't come and shoot because I can't compete with you guys.
Yeah, but see that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Even with your hunting bow, you shoot better.
That's right.
All right, so here's how all that works. John comes in and drops a 299.
That's right.
He shoots the highest score.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to get paired with the person that shot the lowest score. So now they're a team.
Team, that's right.
And whomever shot the lowest score is going to get a handicap.
That's right.
So it may be a 6 ring. So anything inside the 6 ring is now a 10.
That's right.
So say I shot a 150 and you shot a 299 and you and I are on the same team.
Yeah, but
as long as I stay in the six,
yep,
I'm shooting tens.
Yeah, but if I drop one out.
But if you drop one,
I drop one.
You're the team's out. That's so right. It becomes and you're not competing against the guy that you was afraid to compete against. You're actually relying on that guy. Right.
To not mess up.
To
yep.
Keep on make going. His shots count.
The other side of that, and that's what, you know, you were here last year when we did it a bunch. Usually the top guy, right? Usually the top guy is not always walking away with the money because the way it's set up for teams so that everybody gets handicapped and everybody sort of equal playing field on the shoot up side or the shoot down side. That because the problem that you also have is you have people says, I'm not coming back because, you know, Jimmy Bob always shoots a clean score, almost clean score every time, even with his hunting bow, and it don't do me no good. I'm just coming here donating money.
Right.
You know,
but that ain't but how it works that's with how the way it works. It's
and that's why we do the team out thing and the handicap thing.
Yeah.
So
because we're not, I mean, granted, I'm not the best indoor shooter ever.
Oh, well, neither am I.
You know, if I shoot a 95, 97, 98, 98, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I mean, last year there was a point where I was shooting a bunch of 99s and I shot a few 300s.
Yep.
But on average, I mean, if I shoot a 95 or better, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I mean, that's what, because I don't practice that game. You know what I mean?
And I haven't this year either. And the few times I shot a game, I shot a 92 and I shot a 94.
That's right. And
with no practice.
And on the hunter and on the hunt, using my hunting bow?
I'd hope you stay at 90.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the way I look at it, and that's, you know.
So with all that being said, don't be intimidated.
No, I don't want anybody to be intimidated. I don't want you to, I think, and that's what we've talked about that on the 3D range, why the hunter class or why the hunters are not shooting 3D anymore, and I honestly believe it's the same thing. They're intimidated.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've heard it numerous times over the last few years.
We have a class for you. You know?
Yeah. I mean,
so you're not shooting against that guy who's got the magnification, long stabilizers, and big Jumonimus bow that's pink.
Yeah. You know? I mean, like I say, I'm an average, you know, 95.
Yep.
Roundabouts. I ain't looking to shoot against a guy shooting in the 70s.
No.
That don't make me a better shooter.
No.
I want to shoot against the Austin Allens and the Matthew Russells and the Steve Pittmans and the John Chandlers and Dustin Kerbos.
Yeah.
You know, I want to shoot against those guys and the Daniel Bayards. I mean, those guys are the ones that are ultimately going to make me better.
Curtis Broadnaxes.
He don't come in and shoot too much. Well, I don't know. I mean, he does every now and then. Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I mean, that's what, I mean, but this for everybody. And I'll tell you what. When the hunters do get here, because we've had it before last year, you know, when the hunters come in, it's just as much fun talking about what you got a good one set up, showing these trail pictures.
You already got one tied down.
That's right. These trail pictures. And, man, I went over there and planted the food plot and it haven't done nothing at all, that kind of stuff. But, the best part, and it's about hanging around with folks to do the same thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so come on out and have some fun.
Absolutely.
And that's all it's about. And like I said, for everybody else, find you another place. Pike County's been rolling them. They got, I mean, they've been
always have a good shoot.
So, you know, if you're in that neck of the woods, that's where you go. And
does Jake shoot indoor up there?
Jake.
Martin, at On Point.
Does he shoot?
Do they have a lead?
I don't know if they have an indoor spot.
I don't know. I'm not asking.
No, I haven't talked to him. Me and him are supposed to get. We've been messaging back and forth. We just haven't gotten. We got some things we talking about. But for next, you know, it's time to plan for next year.
Right.
So, get out, shoot a league somewhere. Get out and get your bow to the doctor. Make sure it's right. And if you need a new part, new piece, new Dutton, go get it now.
Get it in.
Yep. Because it's just going to
We're working through. I know we're working through them as fast as we can work through them.
And still behind.
And still behind.
That's right.
It won't be long and we'll be.
Way behind.
Working extra hours and days.
Way behind.
Yeah.
So.
It's part of it. It's the life we leave.
But yeah, so hashtag Georgia Archery, pictures in Illinois. Let's see them. I need to see them
right now. Post
we,
it.
Let's we go. Missed. We well, you know, can't this see it. This doesn't go live, right? This
no, is sort of, I ain't seen a post. Let's go.
But they ain't heard this yet.
I know.
But what I'm saying is, I'm hoping that tomorrow and the next day that somebody has heard it and they'll post it. You know,
they will.
So, I saw some more pictures of shirts. Did you see Governor's Gun Club this past weekend that had their shoot?
Mm-hmm.
A young man standing there, one of our shirts on.
Well, how about the that?
American flag shirt. I was like, well,
I didn't see that.
That's awesome. So, and then somebody else called me and said, they had to sign for the stickers. I don't know. I just said, I don't deliver them. All I do is make sure that they get sent.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was USPS or something that made them sign for their stickers. So I hope he got them. He didn't tell me he didn't get them. So, but speaking of stickers, and hashtags.
There's a contest going on.
There is a contest going on. If you do the contest, you can win a
3D journal.
3D journal and
a George Archer sticker.
Somebody, there was a post posted today on the social media for us that had the picture of what you could win.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And what did it say? You have to listen to what?
Podcast number 20.
That's right. So if you want to know how to do it,
the 20.
That's right. Go listen to 20 and you'll figure out how to enter the contest.
All right now.
Contest will go through the end of this week all the way through to the next Thursday. So a week from
today. Week from today.
So we'll figure out a winner. So if you want to know how to do it, go back and listen to the number 20 podcast.
You ready to go back to school tomorrow?
They went to school today.
Who?
Social Circle.
Yeah, I'm talking about you. We don't live in Social Circle.
Yeah, but I don't have to go to school no more. There ain't nobody in my house go to school no more.
I'd trade going back to school instead of going to work.
I don't know. I
maybe some yeah, days.
I don't know. There's days that I enjoy.
Oh well, yeah.
Not. I'm not just saying I enjoy. There's some days I enjoy being an adult. But there's other days that
I think I could go back to being like an 11th or 12th grader.
I don't know. One of my favorite years was like 9th, 10th grade.
Lot less bills.
Oh yeah.
Lot less responsibility.
Yeah. You didn't have
no care in the world. Go to school, do what you're supposed to do. You know.
Well, sometimes.
Most of us had a vehicle at that time.
That's right.
Hanging out on Friday and Saturday nights.
Oh yeah.
At the Sonic or
cruising.
The truck shop or wherever it may have been. That's Slappy right. Boulevard if you was in Albany.
We was on Taylor
Street. Or Tifton. We riding the strip in Tifton.
We was in Taylor Street in Griffin.
Yeah.
It was Taylor Street in Griffin.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, well.
Maybe. Some days.
Other days. But I want to know what I know now. If I go backwards,
you can't go back not knowing what you know.
Yeah,
now.
I need to know what I know now because things will.
Matter. I don't know a lot now, but I would like to carry what I do know.
But back some of those, being 17, 18. Some of those things you would it would definitely
I'd have benefit done some things you. Different.
That's
yeah.
right. It would benefit you.
Yeah, I may not have went. To
I don't
the
regret
McDonald's.
Anything. I don't regret anything I've neither. Done because it all was a growth.
Oh yeah.
But
oh,
there's yeah, probably neither. Some things that I would have done differently knowing what I know now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I may have not have learned if I didn't, you know.
Right. I mean.
We learn from all of our stuff. So.
Yeah, and that's part of it.
That's right.
I couldn't go back not knowing what I know now.
Yeah.
But then again, like I said, I mean, I don't regret anything. Everything happens for a reason.
So you got your arrows ready?
No.
You got your broadhead sharp?
Yes, they're sharp. They're G5 dead meats. They're sharp. They're sharp out the pack.
I got you.
But I'm going to refletch them.
You got your bow sighted in?
No, consider I'm refletching.
See, I am
My boy
too.
David Woods hooked me up with some
new wraps.
Some new wraps. So.
That's some killer wraps.
Yeah, I got to do some stripping and some rewrapping and refletching.
Well, I got a set of arrows sitting over here I hadn't fletched either.
What are you waiting on?
Christmas.
That'll be about time you go hunting.
No, sir. No, I'll be hunting. There's no doubt about it. I'm definitely going to be hunting somewhere. I was talking to a guy yesterday about trying to get another place to hook up so I'd be closer, wouldn't have to drive from to Wilkinson County. I'm gonna try to sneak in over there on your place.
Hmm. I won't sneak.
I'll just ride with you.
You is.
Yeah.
All right, then.
So, but yeah, I've been, you know, we always got, look, the freezer's got to have some meat in it.
Man, I ain't even been over there. I don't know what's there.
I know.
I think I still got a trail camera up and probably dead batteries.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Ain't no telling.
Yep. So that may be one of your soon-to-be Monday thing.
It might. It's got to cool down. I don't care about sitting in 95.
I'm not telling
heat.
You to sit in it. I'm just talking about to get it.
I mean, I'll
prepared.
Be in the truck in the AC.
Waiting. Rolling.
No, waiting on y'all to come out.
Oh, okay. But you know that the weatherman said it's supposed to cool off next few days?
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. No doubt about it.
I mean,
it.
I did that whole, you know, scooting out of here opening day last year and shot a deer within the first 10 minutes of being in the tree. And like, I'm not doing that
hot.
Again.
It's hot.
I'm not doing that again.
I understand. I understand completely.
I mean, 30 minutes after I shot her, I mean,
hey, where?
Fly. Nah, I'm not doing that again.
Where can everybody find these podcasts at?
On the internet.
Where at on the internet?
On the interwebs.
On the interwebs.
Interwebs.
Any specific place?
If you got some connectivities to the interwebs,
yep.
You got no gigawatts.
That's right.
You can listen to them. You got to have some gigawatts.
Where are you going to listen to them at?
On the interwebs.
Any kind of app?
Interweb app.
Oh, my goodness.
Here yeah, you go. Can check it out on the iPhone or the Apple podcast app.
That's right.
It does say podcast now on my iPad. So, yeah.
It used to be iTunes.
Spotify.
Yes, sir. Spotify.
Let's see. Podbean.
Podbean.
iHeartRadio. Didn't you get that one hooked up?
iHeartRadio is on the it's on the list.
YouTube.
Yes, sir. You can see it.
Tubes, you.
On the used tubes.
Stitcher. Google Podcast?
Yes, on the Google app. Google Podcast app.
Stitcher?
And on the Android platform. So
the interwebs.
Yep, pretty
much.
As long
as you got some gigawatts.
Yep.
You can check them out on the interwebs.
I haven't had too many people. I had one person that told me, and I went back and looked and tried to figure it, and then uploaded it. Next week, it was there. So one guy said, well, I can't find it on this app. So I went back. You know,
that was iHeartRadio, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's there now.
Boom.
And it's on
Spotify. Is all the previous shows there?
Yeah. I mean, because it just pulled from the backlog.
All right, then.
So, yeah, you can find us on this. You can listen to it. Make sure you share it and like it. Tell all your friends about it.
Send John a chap snap. Of your shooting your bow or something related to archery, because he was complaining today about not getting many chap snaps. So
you can also find us on Instagrams.
And I think Steve's even got one of them chap snap things.
Oh, Steve's got a chap snap?
I logged into mine for the first time in a long time. I don't ever use it.
Yep.
And it said, add Steve Pittman. I'm like, Steve's got a Snapchat? No, there ain't no. Sure enough, but no, it really wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
I asked him about it the next morning. Like, dude, you got a chap snap or Snapchat or whatever it is? And he's like, a what? Yeah, dude, it said Steve Pittman. He's like,
No.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. So he probably Snapchat. It didn't matter. It's the same thing, right?
If it is him and he don't know he's got it,
yep.
People are snapping him and he don't even know.
Yep. But you can find all of our information on www.georgiaarchery.com. That's right.
And on Facebook.
Facebook.
Georgia Archery.
Yep. Instagrams.
Georgia Archery.
Twitter.
Georgia Archery.
Yep. So you can find us everywhere we can be, right?
Just Google search Georgia Archery.
It'll show up in the top half of the Google search.
Boom.
I think it's second.
How about that?
That ain't bad. I did a search just to see because I figured with the traffic move, it's moved up the list again.
Yep.
And it is.
And it will continue.
Yeah.
I mean, we're over 2,000 listens.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
We're podcast number 21.
And we got people all over the freaking
world
looking at it.
Yeah.
It was hilarious when I clicked on that. It's like,
the whole map's turning red.
Yeah, and the other side of it was is those guys are like overseas and they speak a different language, but they don't listen to more than one.
Yeah, they're translating it.
I guess so. So archery is
I wonder what they think of my southern dialect, my Robbie-isms.
That's probably what it is. They like to listen to Robbie-isms. That's what they're trying to figure out.
Old Billy White and his memes.
That was some funny stuff. Had us the other day talking about how's your audio.
Let's rock it.
That's right.
I done switched it up a little bit. I don't know if you noticed.
I know you did. You know, we got to switch it up a little bit.
That's
right.
Let's do it. It makes me think of that old song from back in the day, right at the beginning with Not Funky Cole Medina. Which one is it? Yeah, that one. I'm thinking of it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it.
All right. So I'm going to act like I don't know nothing.
Well, don't.
Anyway, you can find us everywhere. Please like us, share us. If you do subscribe, and push the little bell on the YouTube so that it'll every time a new one will come out, you can it'll update you and tell you about it. So, all right, I think this is about it.
I think so.
All right, well,
I'm ready for a nap,
man.
And I hear it thundering outside.
You always ready for a nap. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.
Let's do it.